Hi, Sharon.
Hello.
Hello.
The following participant has entered the conference. Paul Penny.
Oh, what do you know? That's good.
Paul, your voice is changing.
Hello, Paul Penny calling.
Hi, Paul. We're all here. Almost.
I'm in Scott. I'm in Arizona, Scottsdale.
Oh.
Can you hear us okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
They have running water there?
I'm actually at a Home Depot with my family.
You went all the way to Scottsdale to Home Depot? And you could, there's one in San Leandro. It's a little closer.
My son bought a place in Scottsdale.
Ah.
So do you guys have enough people or what?
Yeah, we do.
They do?
We have a quorum, yes.
They don't need me.
What do you mean we don't need you?
If you have enough, I was going to hang up.
Oh. Well, how about you sticking around? It's going to be very brief.
Okay, it's fine. No problem.
We're not expecting
105 degrees here.
It was 105 in San Jose last Saturday.
And the early night.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a dry heat, though. Still hot.
Yeah.
We expecting anyone else?
No. We should be ready.
Who's leading the meeting?
Me.
Oh.
Wait, what time? 1:30 you waiting for Sid?
No, it's 1:15.
Oh, so we're ready. Oh, all right. I want to call the meeting to order and thank you all for calling in. I'm going to assume that you've read the copy of the resolution by the Board of Directors. It has two principal part. It approves the construction contract and the notice to proceed, subject to a final approval by MC Engineering, which we have, our staff, our legal counsel, and they've reviewed it. And the matter, resolution will be forwarded as part of the protocol asked for by USDA. And the second matter, it authorizes General Manager Dave Hicks to sign the construction contract and the notice to proceed. This is the last step in the bidding process and the first step, if you will, for the construction process. And what I'd like to entertain is a motion to approve the resolution as presented.
I make a motion. All right. I second that.
Sharon, was that you?
It was me.
Yes, it was.
Okay. Would you say it again?
I move that we approve the resolution to accept Mazingo Construction's bid.
And to authorize the general manager to sign the contract and the notice to proceed.
Yes. Do I need to say all that too?
Yes.
I move that we approve the resolution to accept Mazingo Construction's bid for construction services and to authorize the general manager to sign the notice of award.
And a second?
I second it. Paul Penny.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Jeff?
Aye.
Paul?
Aye.
Andy?
Well, I do have a question. So is there, opportunity for discussion, or is this a done deal?
The vote's been called for.
Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? We'll note the absence. Any abstentions? Thank you. We're all still here, Ms. Washington.
Well, I'm still concerned about Mazingo's bid being $2 million, 20% less than the other one And are we certain that they can do the work? Because the largest project that they've ever done prior to this, according to the documents that Lee sent out yesterday, was only like $1.2 million. And this is
more than that. Nine. John?
Yeah.
John, can you address, can you answer Andy's question? We researched it, Mazingo, and they've done bigger projects than...
Yes, they have. What I've listed here were the most recent projects. They've had some that go back 5, 10 years that were larger than this, closer to $10 million. I didn't list...
The following participant has entered the conference.
Tom Schneider.
Hi, Tom.
And I just...
Hi, Tom. Hi.
And I just listed the most recent projects, Andy, is what I did.
He just listed the most recent ones, but there's, yeah.
Yeah, I looked at the ones that they listed as, sort of comparable projects in, their bid document. And the largest stock, bid, or largest project they had managed was like $1.2 million. So, I've expressed my concern previously, and I'll continue to express this until they get the project done, but I'm just very concerned that they've lowballed this to get the award, and then we're going to get nickel and dime to death.
Hey, John, is there any way to get a list of the projects they have that were higher in cost from them?
Yeah, I did put a list together for my reference calls, and I called Tuolumne. I call Calaveras County Water District. It's in the package there. I made a list.
Now, projects that Mazingo did in the past that were higher or more...
than $5 million.
Yeah.
I can get a list of all the other bigger projects if you'd like, and we can condition this thing upon me submitting a list to you on that. That would be okay.
Do we have a 100% performance bond on the project? This is Jeff.
Yeah, they're going to supply the bond. They won't supply the bond until we get the approval to award, and then we submit the agreement to them to get signed, and with the agreement will be all the bonds, performance, payment, all the necessary bonds will be a part of that, warranty bonds, etc., and then their insurance will be a part of that. We'll review that package, the agreement package. It will be submitted back to us. We'll give it to the attorney to review. I'll review it. U.S. Department of Agriculture will review it, and then based on that, we can award the agreement based on all the bonds being present.
I understand the concerns about leaving 25% on the table and also being about 18% below the engineer's estimate, but it seems to me, this is Jeff, that all the homework's been done by the professionals, and if it's all bonded and something does go wrong, we're covered. So I would vote to approve.
The vote's already been called for and answered.
So John, just in addition, can you get us a list of projects they did that were over $5 million?
Yeah, I'll call them and get a list of other projects that they've had. They can give that to me. They just gave me, again, the most recent. But, yeah, I can go back and get some other amounts.
That would be great. Thank you.
No problem.
Anyway, well, I'll just keep my mouth shut and go with the flow. So.
Well, that's always good to... That's a good concern, I think. And we're going to watch them. That's why we have John and MC. They have experience with this type of stuff. So,
yeah, Andy, John Pendry, and I think I mentioned you already. I was worried also.
Yeah, I know.
Two things that fall into play on this is that number one, in about 3 years ago, they had a project which was Flying Acres. And if you look at their bid on that project, and that was given to me through Calaveras County Water District Communications with their district engineer, Charles Palmer, who gave me the bid, they were at around $49 a linear foot on the 6-inch installation. They're roughly about the same here on our project. They used almost the same number. So and they did fairly well on that project, so I talked to the county about the level of effort, the work, the quality of work, and so I did some due diligence on that, and I've even driven it two or three times to look at it to see how well the trenches are holding up. And they met compaction requirements. They tried the shortcut to do a different compaction method, and it didn't work. They couldn't get 95%, so they were stuck going back and reworking some of the trenches. So they were able to get full 95% compaction to county standards, and that project went in. And I asked Mazingo, I hope you guys made money. He goes, yeah, we did. Well, they are, based on my communications with both Calaveras County and Tuolumne Utilities District, they do like to work fairly quick. So we have to be on our toes because time is money to them, and that's how they're working. So we just got to make sure we have the inspectors, the geotech, always available, always there as they start moving ahead. So that's my big worry, is that to make sure we keep up with them during construction.
Okay.
Any other comments or questions? Okay, this is the only matter before us, and I thank you all for calling in.
Wait, Bob, did we do both of these?
Yeah, I did.
Did we take votes on both?
Wait a minute.
Or we voted on both? We voted on both of them together?
Yeah, we both voted together.
Yes.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Yeah. Yeah. We voted on them as one.
Did both resolutions.
Anything for the good and order? Well, thank you all. Have a great day.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
I wasn't trying to be a stick in the mud.
No, it's really a good thing. I think it's smart.
No, I,
but also, MC's worried, was worried too. I'm going to turn this on here.